This is just saying that the Talmud, which is the teachings of the Pharisees, which was codified several hundred years after Jesus, ranks in significance above the Torah, and the Torah are the first books of the Bible. Which, if you're in a synagogue, you'll see that they keep the Torah housed. And this is from the Jerusalem Post International Edition. This was a Jewish magazine that was intended to go throughout the world. It's the International Edition. And this is written by a rabbi. And the title is The Chosen. He says, countering Maimonides, who was a Jewish rabbi, the great medieval sage Rabbi Yehuda Halevi claims that simply being born Jewish is in itself a segula, a sign of privilege and uniqueness. Rabbi Yehuda Halevi divides the world into four realms, from the inanimate to the vegetation to living creatures to human beings. But above everything, God created the Jewish people, His own nation, charged with a certain mission on earth. Therefore, each person born a Jew is endowed with a special inyan Elohai, which where we get the word Elohim, God, godly element. God doesn't make their distinctiveness dependent on religious observance. In other words, if you're born Jewish, according to this rabbi, you're divine. And a sign that's very often seen. This comes from a Jewish magazine, and they're advertising amulets of protection for one's home or office. And you'll see over here the amulet, the hexagram, which the Rothschild family put outside of their home back in 17-something, during the 1700s. They had a red sign in front of their house with this amulet to protect their home. And from that sign, they got the name Rothschild, which means in German, red shield, or the red sign, the red hexagram amulet sign that they had in front of their house. Before that time, they were known as Bauer. And there are Bauers here in this country who are descendants of that Rothschild lineage. So it was just Amschel Bauer that changed his name to Rothschild. These people are great at changing their names and hiding their lineages. I'll tell you, of all of the people that I have worked with that came out of the Illuminati, I so far haven't found one person whose last name matched the bloodline that they belong to. And if you know how many people are in power that have the last name, it really makes you wonder how prolific have these bloodlines been. You have to understand, if you're a multimillionaire and you can have 50 or 60 concubines out there having babies secretly and hiding all these lineages, you're going to have a lot of offspring. And they have the power to keep track of these genealogies. Again, going back to the Civil War, the Jesse James gang, you've heard of the James brothers. Well, the James were descendants of the Rothschilds. And Jesse James' father was a soldier in the Southern Army. He was the one who fired the first shot that started the Civil War at Fort Sumter. And Jesse James was a 33rd degree Freemason. And his father was in an occult organization that the Illuminati set up to create the Civil War, which was Order of the Golden Circle. See, it's a very small world at the top. I could go on and on. It gets kind of, when you're a researcher like me, your head begins to spin when you see people like Reagan and FDR being related in some way. Now, how is Reagan and FDR related? FDR's FDR's wife, help me out here.
Eleanor,
right. She was best friends. Her best friend was Ronald Reagan's mother. You wouldn't have known that there were any connection between a Republican president and a Democratic one, would you? I told you I was going to give you the keys to understanding how the satanic conspiracy is operated in secret worldwide. Remember, we've got a hidden front. We have a front religion. Satanism always operates through fronts. So what did they do? They had an esoteric or a common religion for the common people. And they can worship sticks and stones and whatever they want, you know, lizards or whatever they want to worship. And then the priesthood will worship something more intelligent. And then the people in the inner circle worship Satan. If you go all around the world, you'll see this is the key to uncovering satanic worship all around the world for all of history. The five interlocked concepts. All of these concepts are represented in the occult world around the world by snakes. The light bearer, gaining wisdom, the search for wisdom, sun worship, is represented by snakes, the kundalini force, and the regenerative principle, which is phallic worship, are all represented by snakes, and they're all interchangeable for each other. If you go into certain Masonic rites, when they're talking about sex worship, they also believe that they're worshiping Lucifer when they're doing that. They're interchangeable. And I put this down here too, because all around the world, in ancient Babylon, Switzerland, in India, in China, you'll see the caduceus used in the ancient world. That's a symbol for Gnostic dualism. Remember, the snake represents wisdom? Well, in the Illuminati, your good deeds must balance your bad deeds. So some of your greatest philanthropists are your greatest Satanists, because their good deeds must balance their bad deeds. Of course, their good deeds are usually self-fulfilling. One of the things that shocked me when I went in, and I had no axe to grind when I went in to understand how the world's run and who's in this conspiracy, I didn't care what I found, I just wanted to find the truth. I discovered that the Scottish element is just as strong as the Jewish element. It was rather shocking. And so I got this clan map of Scotland. And I highlighted some of the clans that you'll find members in the Illuminati. And here we've got the Mackenzies, who you'll find are very prominent in Freemasonry. And then you come over here, and you'll find the Morgans and the Mackeys. Well, you've all heard of Morgan Guarantee Bank. And you come over here to the Sinclairs. The Sinclairs are Merovingians. They're the top 13 Illuminati bloodline, and they were given a hereditary position to rule Freemasonry. And then you come down here, you got the Murrays and the Sutherlands, and they're very prominent in Freemasonry. And then here's the Mackenzies again, and the McDonalds. You'll find the McDonalds are a prominent Illuminati family, and you know, like Bilderbergers and people like that. And you come down here, more of the clan. You find the Shaws and the Grants, both Illuminati bloodlines. Douglases, Stuarts. Stuarts. Some of the Stuarts are in the Illuminati and good friends with the Rockefellers. Let's see. You've got the Clan Donald here. You've got the Kennedys down here. That's one of the top 13 Illuminati bloodlines. You've got the Campbells. The Campbells, another Illuminati Masonic thing. Cameron. That's one of the primary early programmers for the Illuminati was Ewan Cameron. He was Scottish, came over from Scotland. In fact, he would call his patients Lassie. And there's some others there. It's kind of hard to see, but you got the idea. That was a shocking thing for me to find out that the Scottish participation in this is so powerful, and I began to realize why they called it the Scottish Rite. And if you look at the Ku Klux Klan, it's based on Scottish Celtism, and it was created by several different Celtic secret societies, which I don't have time to go into. The Illuminati also helped him out. Now, a lot of people don't believe that there's such a thing as satanic ritual abuse, so I pulled this one out. It's in a museum. In the Illuminati, you're constantly having to make oaths to Satan, and you sign them in your own blood. This is a document, and it's in French, and the oath goes to Satan, to give you my body and soul, my life is holding it from you, having dedicated it forever without any will to repent. And this is one of the most secret buildings that the Illuminati has in the world. And I'm now going on tour to expose it. Happens to be in this little town of Muno, near the Belgium-French border. It's the Mother of Darkness Castle. Inside this castle, which has big doors, and you can't see it, this is just the entrance. This is just a gate, and then you go down a road to get to the castle. Okay. At the castle, you'll come to big, big doors. And once you go in it, there's a cathedral inside the castle. And then there's these big slate gray floor. And in the ceiling of the cathedral are 1,000 points of light. Now you know when Clinton says 1,000 points of light, or Bush, what he's referring to. It's this Mother of Darkness castle. Okay. Down in the basement, underneath the first floor, there's a secret floor that's down, which only special people are going to get down into it. Down there, there are rituals held every day. They bring in infants. Infants are pure and innocent. And every day, they sacrifice a number of children, and they drain the blood from these children, and they write the history of how Satan's bringing in his New World Order in on parchment down there. For those of you who have studied Holy Blood, Holy Grail, and know something about the Merovingians, you'll find out that one of the secret organizations that they created in the last century was named after this monastery here. The Priory of Zion was set up by the 13th bloodline to protect their bloodline so that they can bring in their Antichrist, because they believe that they're descendants, blood descendants of Christ in the house of David. And one of their primary stomping grounds was this little area here. Just outside of Muno is this castle, Chateau Amorois or something, means the castle of kings, which is kind of misleading because only mothers of darkness, only women go in there. Very seldom do men go into this castle. They do their Kabbalistic path workings there in this castle. They'll fly mothers of darkness from all over the world for high-level rituals there. But anyway, just about 4 miles away, the scale here is very small. So there's only 4 or 5 miles here between. This is Abbe d'Orval right here. And there was a King Dagobert the IV who was killed. He was one of the last great Merovingians, and you'll see his skull in a little bit. And he was killed near here, in this area, hunting. And then the Merovingian dynasty, after he was killed, sort of went into hiding. The Catholic Church for a while tried to subvert it, and Dagobert the I has been eliminated. Am I getting it correct? Is it the third or the first, or fourth? Anyway, what's interesting is if you look in the lineages of the kings, that number is left out in European history. And you know, as you get kings, you go 1, 2, 3, 4. So if the third one or the is missing, something wrong with history. But they tried to erase him out of history. The Catholic Church did, because the Catholic Church at that time was in competition with this Illuminati bloodline. this monastery here is where Peter the Hermit set out, and the Merovingian dynasty created the Crusades because they were the house of David. They weren't real Christians. They were actually a witchcraft, Kabbalistic practicing lineage that wanted to regain possession of Jerusalem and the treasure in Jerusalem. And they sent out Peter the Hermit from this monastery, and he was a dynamic monk who preached all over Europe and got the Crusades started.